Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Katz, Senior Managing Director of Benson Capital Partners. Mike, I've been following all of the investments that y'all have been in, up to 20 now, some incredible work. Tell us about this $2 million seed round in civilized AI. I don't know if you heard that Michael wants you to seed some money for uncivilized AI so he can do his book.
Well, I think I also heard his book's going to be written by AI, so I don't know if he needs any of my help. But no, we're really excited about civilized AI. We've been looking at ways for not just the city of New Orleans, but really the region, our municipal governments in particular, to be able to leverage the latest and greatest tools. We've been looking at this, candidly, since we started Benson Capital 6 years ago, or since Mrs. Benson started it 6 years ago. And I've known Matt Wisdom, who's the founder, I think probably since 2011. And he at the time was running a great business that had a strong exit called TurboSquid. And we just caught up over coffee recently, just in the last couple of quarters. And he was telling me what he was working on. And I mean, the business is clever. It really started by just wanting citizens. I mean, this was initially it was not a nonprofit, but it wasn't making any money, and it was printing QR codes and affixing them to cones, like orange cones that were adjacent to potholes, just so citizens could scan the code and find out what was going on, when was that pothole going to be fixed, had it been addressed, just some level of transparency. And the business has really taken off since then, and homegrown here in New Orleans, which we're thrilled about and excited to have them. Excited to have them also expand well beyond just our own city. These problems aren't unique to New Orleans.
Yeah, I've known Matt for a long time. Turbo Squid did very well. He is a smart, smart young man for sure, and he has this uncanny ability of Mike, exploiting the obvious. sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, maybe capitalizing or
capitalizing and pointing it out, whatever, yeah.
Yeah,
and I love that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say he's really done an exceptional job. Obviously, TurboSquid was exactly that. It was kind of an obvious problem that he was able to take to the next level, and we're hopeful that that's the case here in civilized AI. I mean, we all interact in some way, shape, or form with government, particularly municipal government, and so there's some inefficiencies that exist in all forms, and the right tools hopefully can help smooth out at least some of that.
So let us do this. Let us go to a break. We'll come back and let's expound on where we think that this is going to end up. And when we talk about transparency as to the delivery of services, where you see this going. We're visiting with Mike Katz, Senior Managing Director of Benson Capital Partners. We'll be right back, folks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Mike Katz, Senior Managing Director of Benson Capital Partners. This most recent seed round in Civilized AI is the 20th portfolio company, which is has a diverse investment, reinforcing their commitment to scalable innovation in the Gulf South. So, Mike, what drew you to Civilized AI?
You know, we're ultimately looking to back really great founders, and we had that are tackling tough problems or real problems, and Civilized AI and the CEO Matt Wisdom are really the confluence of that. And so between his excitement to go and try to make municipal government more efficient by selling really next generation tools, that was exciting to us. You know, Matt's expertise, he's capable of being able to pull it off. And then really the market itself, you know, you start to think about not just, you know, we're all biased here in New Orleans or around the state broadly, but a lot of these issues are pervasive anywhere. And so, you know, whether it's calling into 311 and not knowing what's happening to those support tickets, or whether it's just trying to understand what's available, kind of what's on the menu from your municipal government. These are all things that the right technology can make a lot more scalable instead of individual people having to answer individual citizens' questions. So just like the same way that you might get support for you know, sort of paid services, whether it be for your, you know, the cable company or your cell phone or whatever it may be, all that type of support really should be available to citizens and to governments as well. And so you bring all that together, and it was just really obvious to us, candidly.
Yeah, Mike, I'm a big believer in information is power, and a more informed, you know, general public, I think, bodes well for a community at large.
Yeah, no, and we would echo that. And it's not just for safety and sort of those types of services, but also, you know, what is, like, I mentioned the potholes, but, you know, what is going on with that pothole, or why is this street closed, or, you know, those types of things. Right now, that's really difficult information to obtain, if it's even possible. And exactly to your point, well, the more transparency, the better. It also is a lot less expensive. It's a lot less expensive for citizens to be able to go and access that information on their own, rather than bogging down City Hall or through 311 hotlines, or even worse, 911 hotlines. Instead, if they can access that sort of information, that's better. And maybe even better than that, if they can help be supplying that additional information too, that hasn't historically scaled, but having an outlet for citizens to be able to be communicating with government databases, to be able to help them have better access to real-time information is just that much stronger. And again, something we're thrilled to support.
We're visiting with Mike Katz, Senior Managing Director of Benson Capital Partners, in their most recent $2 million seed round in Civilized AI, which is a GovTech startup. Michael Heck and I were talking earlier about timing is everything. And it seems to me that this approach and the utilization of AI, in my monologue this morning, I was talking about the financial morass that not only this city finds itself in, but the city of Chicago with a $1.1 $5 billion deficit. Obviously, the citizenry there, the citizenry here is yearning for more information, and it's just not there to be had.
Exactly. And we're, whether it's Chicago or whether it's New Orleans, where this company is based, these are all customers or potential customers for civilized AI. And being able to access that data is great for citizens. It's great for, I mean, keep harping on potholes, but it's great to understand what's going on with that pothole out front. It's great for the small business owner who wants to get up and running and historically may have been bogged down in a permitting process. Or we're very close with a business that had a protracted process just to get a liquor license. And this is in a venue that was zoned to be a bar. I mean, it really shouldn't have taken as long as it had. And ultimately, unearthing kind of what the holdup is can be hard. And so, you know, the right tools are essential to functional government, to transparent, you know, to transparent government. And like you said, whether it's Chicago or whether it's here in New Orleans, technology is probably not 100% of the solution, but is it going to be a big part of it as these sort of civil services are increasingly complex in our increasingly complex society?
I think the importance level is when it's going to be on the gain side as opposed to the diminished side, right? I mean, and I love what you just said, because an efficient government is a wealthier government and more dollars to provide more services in a more effective way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we see it all the time. So basically what we're viewing, or what civilized AI really views, is being able to take what is already there and then in terms of information, and provide that to citizens in a manner that can become really large and can be one-to-one with individual citizens. But right now, the only way that that's delivered is literally city hall employee to individual citizen, and that doesn't work. But eventually, we run out of people who can man the phones, and so that you know, we keep going back to transparency, but that transparency is really important, and being able to free up resources at city hall or elsewhere within other services is exactly that. It's cost savings and enables those resources to be redeployed. And as consequently, we're hopeful, and the customers, these municipalities, would concur that it's wealth creating for those governments and consequently for everybody in the community.
You know, in my lifetime, I don't know that I ever recall being as intrigued by a new technology as I am by AI. Does that hold true for you and for Benson Capital Partners?
No, yeah. I mean, it's pervasive now across all of Gail Benson's businesses. AI broadly has become, you know, the default search engine, still verifying sources. You know, things like hallucinations amongst AI, you know, people get a lot of headlines, but we have recognized that this is a really powerful tool, and it's how our businesses are going to grow more quickly and really how we can redeploy people and sort of other tools in a more efficient way. So, you know, I think there's been a lot of discussion about jobs being replaced by AI, and maybe replaced is the wrong word. I think reallocated is probably going to be a lot more accurate. And, you know, for me, I have two young daughters, and think about sort of how would you direct them? What profession should they pursue? And, you know, in a lot of ways, I think we're undergoing the same type of transformation that we made when folks left agrarian societies, left farms, and moved into cities in an industrialized way. And granted, you know, that's what, 150 plus years ago. And that transition was painful. It was hard. I mean, history books might gloss over that. I think we're undergoing, in many ways, at least I think, a very similar transition. And hopefully that transition period will be shorter and far less painful. But AI is here. It's here to stay. And, you know, we're like, to your, the direct answer to your question is, yeah, we're intrigued by AI, and we're using it in a major, major way every day.
Absolutely. Mike Katz, Senior Managing Director of Benson Capital Partners, thank you so much for joining us today and filling us in on what y'all are thinking about. And also thank you for the commitment of Mrs. Gail Benson and especially in the local talent. I mean, that's huge for this city. It's something that we've needed for a long time, and we haven't had a lot of people step up to do so. So it is really very much appreciated that Benson Capital Partners has a history of doing that.
No, thank you, Newell. And yeah, you said it well. This is Benson's commitment to hiring local, to helping grow this economy is really unparalleled. And I'm just really fortunate to be a small part of it.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to that seed money for Uncivilized AI so Michael Heck can get his book done sooner rather than later.
Well,
thank you so much, sir. Truly appreciate it.
Thank you, Newell.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We're broadcasting live from the People's Health Medicare Center right here at 3017 Veterans Memorial Boulevard. If you've got questions, this is the place to be. This enrollment period runs from October 15th today through December 7th. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.